Hello, I'm Lori Storm, and this is your reality check. As you've certainly heard by now, the House passed a bill late Friday night attempting to address the border crisis. The vote was originally scheduled for Thursday, but conservatives in the House demanded that the bill address the DREAM Act, Obama's executive order that started this entire debacle. The version finally passed, although certainly better than the original, still leaves much to be desired of our Republican congressmen. According to Republican Chair Kathy McMorris Rodgers, the bill allocates $694 million to secure the border, provide emergency care, and prevent future arrivals. But the truth is that the bill does almost nothing to strengthen border security. In addition, it calls for increasing aid to South American countries whose children are flooding the border. So first, Obama sends an open invitation. Then Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Mexico, among others, begin shipping their children to the border. And now, American taxpayers will not only feed, clothe, and house them, pay their court and medical expenses, but pay to send them back to their parents and then pay the country they came from to, quote-unquote, repatriate them. People, you couldn't make something this insane up if you tried. No one would believe you. But it actually does get crazier. And no, I'm not kidding. Now the ACLU is suing the federal government over the crisis at the border. They claim that the U.S. should stop all deportations until the illegals are provided with legal counsel, at our expense, of course. They also claim the illegals should be given refugee status, as they are fleeing violence and poverty that is no fault of their own. Well, I have news for those of you at the ACLU. It isn't our fault either. In fact, if their own countries are going to hell, whose fault could it be but the people who inhabit the country in question? These people are fleeing socialist countries that are drowning in poverty and crime. Yet the left and the ACLU simply want to import all of that into this country to help them in their fundamental transformation to a socialist utopia. Does the fact that these people are fleeing what we're busy building ever cross these people's minds? I'm Lori Storm. Thanks for joining me for Reality Check. News you won't hear on the news.